Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, turn there with me. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Did you hear that? The meekness and gentleness of Christ, the Anointed One, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with the confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. That's powerful. For though we walk in the flesh, though we're in this body, we do not war after the body. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The weapons of our warfare are not human, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, a stronghold is not a bad thing. If that stronghold is the Word of God. Amen. So, pulling down of strongholds, look, casting down imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against your knowledge of God. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience of thought when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after their outward appearance? Because you don't know what's happening in the spirit. Don't look on it just from the outward appearance. Surround the situation with faith thoughts. Surround the situation with love thoughts. Surround that person. There may be somebody that just their calling in life is to make you miserable. Well, no, surround that person with love thoughts, not retaliation and revenge. And vengeance or anything like that. Just surround them with love thoughts. Read the first chapter of the book of Romans. They did not acknowledge God. They were not thankful, therefore, let's just look at it. Romans chapter 1. Look at that 21st verse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So what's the answer to that? Develop a grateful heart. Be grateful. Just be grateful. In 2004, Sunday morning after Southwest Believers Convention, a disc in my back didn't rupture. It exploded. It knocked me in the floor of my shower, and I could hardly move. Well, the first thing that happened, I was determined right then, I will not have surgery on my back. I'm not going to do that. So, what must I do? I began to praise God. Now, it took a little while because the pain was just horrible. But anyway, and of course, Dr. Colbert and Dr. Weider went to work on me immediately. And thank God for Holy Ghost medical doctor and a Holy Ghost chiropractor, and you're in good hands. Good hands. And so they went to work on me with laser, you know, and all that. And the pain. So I got two heating pads. And took sashes out of house robes and tied those heating pads to that left leg, turned the heat up on them just as high as I could get it. Just see which one's gonna hurt the most. And went out in the backyard and shouting just as loud as I could, "Glory to God, my right leg doesn't hurt. Glory to God, my hands don't hurt. Glory to God, my eyes don't hurt. Thank God for the trees. Thank God for the birds. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. I thank God, I thank God. Oh, glory to God, my fingers don't hurt. Thank you, Jesus, it's only one leg." And while I'm shouting, the pain would go away. Now, when I quit, it came back. I don't have any pain in my body. I don't have any pain in my body today. Amen. Glory to God. Now, that it was a while coming. Praise and thanksgiving. I said praise and thanksgiving. I'm thinking about another situation in television, and this one person, and not on our staff or anything, it was another network and stuff. And so instead of just being irritated all the time, I just said, "Lord, I tell you, I just love so-and-so, and I know you do too. And I just, you know, they're just so wonderful. They're just wonderful people." And every time I would think about that person and another two or three people that worked in there, because I knew everybody. But now listen. That's the way they chose to operate their network. If I don't like it, I should get off. Yes. The Lord hadn't given me release to leave that network. So I'm not going to sit around and think bad stuff about their staff. Right. That's the way they have chosen to do their business. Amen. That's the way they've chosen. Yes. So I'm not going to be critical about the way they chose to do their business.
That's right.
Now, if I don't want to do our business like that, then that becomes my business.
Right.
But you think good thoughts, love thoughts.
Yes.
You just love them and love them and love them and love them. Time came for that separation. And so that separation was lovely. And we could write a lovely letter and get a lovely letter back. Glory to God.
Yes.
And I can think now and go back all of those years. I could have been critical all that time. It would not have done one thing to change them. It would have made me sick in my body.
Yes.
Because I would be having strife in my mind, my thinking, and the way I speak. Or someone would say, "Well, you just don't know what they did to me." Until you release it, they're still doing it.
Amen.
They've forgotten about it and gone on.
Amen. Yes.
Strife is a killer.
Yes.
If there's any one thing in the Bible that will make you sick and keep you sick, it's strife, contention. Our physical bodies, our brains, our hearts, all of our organs were made by love. And we are wired up to respond to love, not strife and argument and combat all the time. And Dr. Avery Jackson is a neurosurgeon. He's on our board now at KCM. And you should hear him talk about it and what it does to the brain and how it scrambles. Wow. Caroline Leaf, yes. Another one that gets tell you right off what strife will do to your brain. It just scrambles the brain. And well, hey, the brain is where all of the nerves coming down through that brainstem and going to all of the rest of the body, and you got strife thoughts and words going down through all of those nerves, it will kill you young. So now, if there's someone in your life, some kind of strife thing, just stop right now. Put a smile on your face. And just see that person's faith. And say, Lord.
Lord.
Now that was weak. Just close your eyes and say, Lord.
Lord.
I surround them.
I surround them.
With your love.
With your love.
I see them through your eyes.
I see them through your eyes.
And right now, while I pray,
right now while I pray,
I forgive them.
I forgive them
completely.
Completely.
And totally.
And totally.
And I will never.
And I will never
touch that.
Touch that
with my thought life again.
My thought life.
Again.
Again.
I bring those thoughts.
I bring those thoughts
into captivity.
Into captivity.
According to the word.
According to the word.
And in your love, Jesus.
In your love, Jesus.
They are forgiven forever.
They are forgiven forever.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now then, that same Jesus is right here, right now, the Holy Spirit, His agent. And the angels are His healing agents. There was a man testified to us. He had really just believing God for his heart was just really bad. And he woke up suddenly in the night and he said, there was a man there with his hands in my chest. And he said, when I woke up, he said, go on back to sleep. It's just me. And he said, I woke up the next morning. My heart's completely well. Now, you're familiar with Bishop David Oyedepo. And we've gone there every year for many years. He called me and he said, I'm going to be there in Fort Worth, and I'd like to see you. I said, well, that's good. And he brought me a device, and I think we still have a picture of that. We can see it. Anyway, a young man in his congregation that a gunshot wound, accidental gunshot wound, destroyed his elbow. Well, they put in a new elbow. But ever since they'd put that in there, it was painful. It just didn't work right. There it is. You see that? Now, it's got the serial numbers on it. That's in my hanger office there at home. And that's David Oyedepo's hand. And that on the left is all, they put synthetic bone on that and put it so that the natural bone will adhere to it. And so he told him, he said, you've been working hard for me, and tonight I'm going to work for you. He woke up the next morning, and that device was laying there in the bed. I mean, that thing has the serial numbers on it, the serial number of the doctor's number, and the whole thing.
Woo. Glory, power.
Then later, Gloria and I met that young man, and I had the privilege of putting my... There he is right there. Of course, that's the good elbow, the new one, a real one. Amen. But now that doesn't happen in the middle of the night. You're laying there thinking bad stuff about somebody. No, that doesn't happen. You just go on and hurt. Now, I'll tell you one thing that is taught in that congregation is the love of God. I mean, it is just right up at the top of everything. Love and praise. He said this to me. Now listen, these are African people. They are extremely aware of covenant.
Yes.
There's covenant all around them. A lot of it's not good. There are people that get together and do all kinds of blood stuff trying to stop the word of God. I've had that come towards me in different places. Amen. But doesn't work here.
Amen.
Now, a member of that church, they, even though they lived behind in a gated community, they came home from church one night and there was blood right out in front of their door. So they called the police. Well, the police already had this man in custody. But then this collaborated what they were saying. But listen to what this thief said. Now this is a member of Bishop's church, and they praise a lot.
Mm-hmm. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
He said, I'll tell you, he said, just as I began to break into that house, somebody cut me. And he said, there wasn't anybody there. But he said, they cut me two or three times. I bled. They cut me. Well, angels have weapons. Woo, you better believe it.
Hallelujah.
And they cut him.
Glory.
Wouldn't let him in that house. Back years and years and years ago, there was a young man broke into the church, not our church, but broke into the church and stole the recording equipment, the amplifier, the whole thing. And so we began to pray for the thief. And we began to pray for him. And we prayed, Lord, we ask you to forgive him and send angels across his path with the word of his deliverance and so forth. And we believe, we just love him. We'd like to have the opportunity to minister to him. And we just love him and love him and love him. Amen. You remember, Jerry, this happened to Grace Temple. This is where it happened back years ago. And finally, he called the police. He said, come out here and get this stuff out of my house. Come get this stuff out of my house. Well, you know what happened after that.
they called the church. The church went down there and got him saved. It's what you do with love. I was preaching in that same church. Now, this is healing school, you understand? I was preaching in that same church on a Sunday morning. And I just hung back to pray out in the foyer of the church there. And just pray and there was a whole group of young people, and they just walked into the foyer of the church, and they didn't smell too good, and they were just kind of hanging back there in the foyer of the church, and then they went through the doors of the church. And there were a couple of women that had come in there, and they said, "Wonder who is going to have to sit by them." Well, I heard that. I didn't paint. I just didn't say anything. I went on in and I preached. And I just preached faith. I preached what the Lord had already given. And just on the love of God, and faith works by love. And then I said, "You know what? We have some young people in the congregation this morning. I don't know their background, but they're here. And they need a place to where they can clean up." And they were in an old Volkswagen van. And they need a place where they can get a hot meal. And people said, "Hey, I'll take a couple of them home with me. Come on, kids, you just go home with us. You just go home with us." And some of them were still kind of, you know, they were still out in the Ethric somewhere on a trip. And but then during the service that Sunday night, and I continued with what I preached that morning, one of those young men stood up right in the middle of what I was saying, and he said, and he was one of them that was really spaced out when he got there that morning. And he said, he just stood up and he said, "I would like to announce that Jesus Christ is now my Savior. Thank you."
I'm Brandon Incomo from Pennsylvania. Growing up, skateboarded and had a lot of, falls, of course. And one of the things that, you know, I had was like some issues with my tailbone, and some doctors had, you know, done some x-rays and said, "Oh, you know, you've had, you know, it's a very, like the tailbone and that whole area is like really kind of pushed together." And so I was like sore. I would feel like kind of like numbness sitting down and stuff, just problems with that.
I declare it with my mouth. I believe it in my heart. Glory to God. The small of my back is healed. Right at the tip of your tailbone, somebody has had really so sore that it's hard for you to sit down. But that's healed right now. The power of God is going through that part of your spine right at this moment in the name of Jesus.
I felt like a pop. And it felt like a surge in that area. And I'm like, man, it felt amazing. So it's, I believe I'm completely healed. Like Kenneth Copeland said, don't give up. Don't stop trying. You know, don't give up on your healing, and keep believing for it. Keep confessing it. Amen. And it's going to come.
The threat of sickness and fear may be all around you. However, to the believer, the Word of God is full of promises to make you victorious over every attack of the enemy. Healing and wholeness are yours in Christ Jesus. In Faith to be Made Whole, Kenneth Copeland explains that it really is God's will for you to be healed. This series, available on MP3 or DVD, walks you through Jesus' healing ministry to discover the unchanging will of God for healing, deliverance, and wholeness. It is God's unconditional love for you that holds the power to propel your spirit, soul, and body into wholeness and your life to a place of victory. God's promise of health is true for you, and God never breaks His promises. Find out how to believe and trust in God's love for you and have faith to be made whole. The key ingredient to wholeness of spirit, soul, and body is your faith. Request your free copy of Faith to be Made Whole, available on DVD or MP3, and discover this number one key to answered prayer. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Have you ever asked, what is my purpose in life? Well, I'm here to tell you the truth. God has always had a plan for you. He loved you and chose you in Christ before the foundation of the world. His good plan for you includes life, healing, and prosperity for your spirit, soul, and body in all areas of life. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, today is your day. All it takes is for you to ask Him to come into your heart. Gloria Copeland prayed a simple prayer. She just said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. So pray this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, here I am. I give you my heart. I give you my life. I ask you to lead, guide, and direct me. In the name of Jesus, I receive you as Lord of my life. Holy Spirit, fill me up to overflowing. I receive your Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you're born again. Your spirit is alive unto God, and you have His faith inside of you. Today is the beginning of your new life in Jesus. Every victory Jesus won belongs to you now. And to help you develop your faith and learn more, KCM has some resources for you called the Salvation Package. There's a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called He Did It All For You, along with some information that you'll need to get you started reading your Bible and studying how to walk with Jesus. Request your salvation package today. It's free on kcm.org. Continue to develop and grow your faith and grow spiritually by reading your Bible and spending time in God's presence. Go to a church that preaches God's Word. And as you speak and think God's Word and do things God's way, you'll have His good results. A great way to develop your faith is to come to a KCM meeting, an event. The Branson Victory Campaign is April 7th through 9th in Branson, Missouri. Join Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle for 3 power-packed days in God's Word. This is your time to be encouraged and refreshed. Attend all 6 teaching services free. And for more information, you can go to kcm.org/events. This is Spencer Nordyke reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and that Jesus is Lord. God bless you.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.